Will the Senate come to order? Will the members please vote to signify your presence? The roll shows 15 members present. Senators Bundy and Cowdery are excused. Please stand for the invocation by the chaplain, Jessica Smith.
With the deepest respect for the religious beliefs of all Alaskans, I offer these thoughts. Through the fog of personal interest and political affiliation, there lies a clear-cut compromise that caters to everyone's benefit. The process of meeting this compromise is trying and requires sacrifice from both sides of the issue. May the elected officials of our great state see their way to this compromise with selflessness and righteousness without having to abandon the values they hold dear. In these historic and pivotal times, it is essential to tread cautiously while maintaining a progressive pace. May we all find the wisdom it takes to meet the high demands of these sort of fragile balances and compromises. Thank you.
Senator French, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
With a pause, Madam President. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 16th through 25th legislative days.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the journals be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Without objection, the journal will be approved. Are there introduction of guests?
Madam President.
Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
The prayer will be spread on the journal. Introduction of guests. Messages from the Governor.
There are no messages from the Governor.
Messages from the House.
Message dated November 12th, stating the House has passed and is transmitting the following for consideration. CS for House Bill number 2001, Finance, amended by the House Finance Committee. An act relating to the production tax on oil and gas and to conservation surcharges on oil, providing a limit on the amount of tax that may be levied on the production of certain gas that is produced outside of the Cook Inlet Sedimentary Basin. Relating to the sharing between agencies of certain information relating to the production tax and to oil and gas or gas-only leases. Expanding the period in which the Department of Revenue may assess the amount of oil and gas production tax and conservation surcharges. Prohibiting a producer or explorer from receiving tax credits if certain judgments are not satisfied, and requiring, as a condition of receiving the tax credits, the deposit of the amount of certain unpaid judgments and certain interest on those judgments in the court during an appeal and relating to that interest, relating to state oil and gas audit masters, making conforming amendments, and providing for an effective date.
That bill will be referred to Finance.
I have no further messages from the House, Madam
Communications.
President.
Communications.
I have no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
There are no standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
I have no Senate resolutions for introduction.
Introduction of Senate bills.
I have no Senate bills for introduction.
Consideration of the daily calendar.
There is no legislation on today's calendar.
Unfinished business.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation on your desk honoring Representative Thelma Garcia Buchholz be brought up as a special order of business at this time.
With no objection.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the citation be adopted.
And without objection, the citation in memoriam has been adopted.
Madam President.
Senator Terrio.
Unfinished business, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the body Saturday, Sunday, and Monday this weekend.
Okay.
For personal
business.
That'll
be the 18th, 19th, 20th.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Without objection.
17th, 18th.
Pardon me?
17th, 18th, and 19th.
Okay. Well, then, that'll work too. Okay, the 17th, 18th, 19th. November, Senator Terrio will be excused. Are there further announcements? Senator Stedman.
Sorry, Madam President. Finance will meet probably around 3:30, possibly 4 o'clock, and we'll start the process of dealing with the issue in front of us. So so the majority leader will not, minority leader will not need his excused absence.
Thank you very much.
But the further announcements? Are there special orders?
Madam President, I move the Senate adjourn until 4 p.m. Wednesday, November 14th.
Without objection, we are adjourned.